الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders, in this verse or these verses of Surah Baqarah which I have recited to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some aspects of Hajj in which he corrects the beliefs and the way of the Hajj which used to be practiced before Islam in the time of Jahiliyyah. Now when Islam came and the verses of Hajj and the rituals of Hajj were discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to a certain practice in the time of Jahiliyyah when they used to make Hajj. People used to make tawaf of the Kaaba, they used to go to Mina, Arafat, even before Islam. But of course, they had been doing Hajj with very different practices which Islam had corrected and changed. People used to even make tawaf of the Kaaba naked. This was in the time of Jahiliyyah, pre-Islam. So, when the rituals of Hajj used to be completed, then the Arabs used to gather in Mina and near one of the mountains. They would praise and brag about their forefathers. And they would talk about the heroic deeds and the feats of their forefathers. And they would boast about the doings of their forefathers in the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, when you complete the rituals of your Hajj, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ, now glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk about the greatness of Allah. Make the dhikr of Allah. Enumerate and talk about and discuss the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the dhikr of Allah. Ka dhikrikum aba'akum. Just as you used to make or talk and glorify your forefathers and talk good about them and praise them, Allah says now, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, aw ashadda dhikra, even more than how you should praise your forefathers, praise Allah ta'ala and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the Mawla, He is the master of even your forefathers. He is the Mawla, He is the master of every single creation. So any person who has done any good, in reality it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given him the skill, the power, the strength to do so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects this belief and practice. And so the believers are instructed to praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Allah Rabbul Izzah then speaks about a group of people amongst the people of Jahiliyyah. When they would supplicate, when they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they would restrict their dua only to the material and acquiring the material possessions of this world. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. And note the words, O Allah, O Rabb, آتِنَا, give us فِي الدُّنْيَا, in this world. And just bless us in this world with worldly comforts, worldly benefits. They wanted worldly comforts, enjoyment of this world, material possessions of this world, abundant wealth, prosperity in dunya. And they would only ask for dunya. In fact, Mufassirin and scholars have mentioned that in this particular verse, unlike the verse that is coming in front, they did not say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا. They just said, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. They were so obsessed, and they were so engrossed in the world, that they didn't even realize, they didn't even ask for things that would be of benefit to them in this world. They just asked for dunya. Whether it's going to be harmful or beneficial, they didn't even, their minds did not even go towards that. As long as they got some dunya. And that is what they supplicated for. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Allah says, they've got no portion, no share, no blessing, no reward whatsoever in the hereafter. The entire supplication, the entire dua, imagine at the time of such an important occasion of Hajj, they would only make dua for dunya, dunya, dunya. Allah says they've got no share in the akhirat whatsoever. But the salihin, the pious, the righteous, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. They will say, the pious, what was their dua? And this is the first dua in the Holy Quran of the Salihin. Mufassirin have mentioned this. That this is the first dua of the Salihin in the Holy Quran. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Once we discuss this, you will understand how all-encompassing this dua is. This is a most jami' dua. All-encompassing. It's not only restricted to dunya, but it draws one's attention towards akhirat, which is more important. So they would say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا. Rabb, what is the meaning of Rabb? In English, people translate it as Lord. But the real meaning of Rabb, one who nurtures somebody from the time the person is small, in such a beautiful manner, until the person is brought into a perfect state and condition. And that is only Allah Rabbul Izzat who is the true Rabb. Only Allah deserves the quality and this sifat of being Rabb on its own. So Allah nurtures us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives man that aql. Allah gives him the strength, the power, the intelligence, the ability to function and perform easily in this world and to achieve his goals. So Rabbana, O our Rabb, O one who is nurturing us, Atina fi dunya hasanatan. Grant us hasana in this world. Now what is the meaning of hasana? Ulama, the scholars, mufassirin, they all have mentioned that hasana entails all goodness. All good. And they've enumerated, I've looked at a few tafasir, and I jotted down the different tafsirs of hasana, and approximately 20 meanings the mufassirin have mentioned. But all these meanings mean goodness, khair. Mufassirin have mentioned, what is the meaning of when we say, O Allah, O our Rabb, give us good in this world? Good in this world refers to good health, as-siha, good health. Without a healthy body, person is unable to even perform his ibadat correctly. How often you find a person who is lying in bed, and what is he lamenting and complaining about? If only I could get up and make one sajda. If only I could perform my salat. If only I could keep roza. So when a person is given good health, this is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are asked to appreciate five things before five things. And amongst those five things, one is as-siha. Sihataka qabla suqmik. Before you become sick, Rasulullah exhorts us to appreciate our good health and spend it in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as-siha, good health. Then of course all of us, everybody asks for wealth, for a rizq, as-sa'atu fi rizq. So to make dua, O Allah, you grant us halal rozi, halal sustenance. O Allah, give us sufficient livelihood. In one tafsir is mentioned that qutul halal yakfik. What is the meaning of hasana? That amount of sustenance which is halal. So ask Allah, hasana means ask Allah for a rizqul halal. And ask Allah for sufficient amount of food so that one is sustained. So ar-rizq, qutul halal yakfika. And then wazawjatun salihatun turdiq. That person has a pious wife who will assist him in his ibadat, and she will please him when he looks at her. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a man who has got qalbun shakir, lisan dhakir, jasadun ala al-bala'i sabir, and zawjatun saliha. A person who's got these four things, he's got the whole dunya and akhirat. He's got the entire dunya, he's got the entire dunya and whatever it contains. If he's got a heart which is showing gratitude, a tongue that is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got a body that is patient over the calamities and the trials it is faced with, and a pious wife who will assist him in his deen, in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he looks at her, she pleases him. Nonetheless, this tafsir is mentioned, وَزَوْجَةٌ صَالِحَةٌ تُرْضِيكَ and وَعِلْمٌ إِلَى الْحَقِّ يَهْدِيكَ and sound knowledge, beneficial knowledge that will guide you towards the truth. And that is the knowledge of Quran and Hadith and Sunnah, which will guide a person towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, guide the person towards Haqq. وَعَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ يُنْجِيكَ and pious and righteous deeds which will save a person from Jahannam. So آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً health, wealth, sufficient amount of food, barakah in the rozi, النَّصْرُ عَلَى الْأَعْدَاءِ victory against the enemies, also having afiyat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the dua, when you ask Allah for afiyat. And we have mentioned this, I think, very many times in this masjid. What is the meaning of afiyat? Safety, protection from all type of calamities. From all types of calamities, physical ailments, any catastrophes, any problems, ask Allah for afiyat. So in hasana, mufassirin have said that afiyat is included in hasana. And sufficiency, kifaya, where Allah becomes sufficient for you. So all your work is done easily. All your matters are accomplished. All your tasks are accomplished easily. So when you make dua, unlike how we make dua, we just read those duas without pondering and reflecting over the meaning and what we are begging from Allah. I mentioned yesterday in one program that we have to become beggars unto Allah. Learn how to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often a person comes, Malana, I've made a lot of dua, nothing seems to happen. Of course, the great explanation to that, which we mentioned in the topic of dua, Allah gives you the right time, when He wants, how much to give you. And Allah removes difficulties. Sometimes we ask for something, but there's something better for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got for you in the akhirah stored much more blessings. If He has to give it to you, then giving it to you in the dunya. We have explained the tafsir of that. But many people do not make dua properly with the correct etiquettes. When a person is faced with a problem, then he should be crying like a little baby. You're crying to your master Allah. You don't go to people and beg from people, you ask and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is only Allah who puts it into the heart of His makhluk to see to your needs. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who fulfills your desires. So we don't just read of the dua, but we're going to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we make dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, Allah give me hasana, goodness in this world, then the things that I have mentioned, good health, wealth, provisions, afiat, sufficiency. Also, we mentioned a pious wife, of course, woman will ask for a pious husband. And al-waladu salih, pious children. My respected brothers and elders, this is something very important, that when we make dua for our children, may dua, Allah Ta'ala gives them piety. Ask for pious children who will become the coolness of your eyes. When you go home, you see them obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, they are obedient to you. They are not indulge in any frivolous activities, any haram activities that will cause you pain, that will cause you suffering. Children who become an eyesore to the parent, no. But they become a coolness of the eyes of the parent. So a hasana refers to pious, al-abrar, awladul abrar. And it refers to being in suhbatul salihin. This has been mentioned in the tafsir kitabs. That when you see hasana, Allah bless me with the company of the righteous. When a person is in the company of the righteous, then he is saved from the ploys of nafs and shaitan. The moment he moves away from this pious company, and if he remains aloof, then he is very easily attacked by shaitan. And the example in the hadith of Rasulullah is given as, there's a flock of sheep together. As long as these sheep are together, it's very difficult for the wolf to attack. But the moment one strays away from the flock, then this wolf immediately pounces on that sheep and devours it. Like that, shaitan waits for an opportune moment for us to break away from pious gatherings, from pious company. And when we go alone and we remain aloof, we know the challenges and the different types of trials and situations that we are faced with today. When a person is alone, he thinks nobody is watching him. His wife is not around, his children are not around, his parents are not around. And then he goes into the internet, and he goes into all those haram porn sites. And what happens after that? It brings him only misery, misery, misery. Spiritually he feels sick. Physically he becomes sick. Mentally also. And a time comes when he even loses his wife and children. Therefore, suhbatu salihin, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Ya Allah, grant us hasana. Give us the company of the pious. Then a strengthened iman. We have to keep on increasing this iman and strengthening this iman so that we may live with iman and die with iman. And then hasana means asking Allah to make His obedience easy for us. Taysiru ta'ah. Oh Allah, I'm weak. I would love to become your beloved. I would love to obey you. I would love to perform my ibadat correctly. I would love to deal with people correctly. I would love to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would love to be a practicing Muslim, a practicing believer, mu'min. Wallah, you grant me this hasana. Grant me this ni'mah. So that I can obey you easily. And as we mentioned, deeni knowledge. Hasana means ilm. Al-ilm al-sahih, al-ilm al-nafi'. Knowledge that will be beneficial, meaning that knowledge that when a person attains this knowledge, it takes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not further away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. It doesn't pollute his mind with the wrong beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not make him now begin to question the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it takes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fahmul Qur'an, specifically Mufassirin have mentioned the understanding of the Qur'an Majeed. Imagine we live in this world, we are in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been given this glorious book. This is our dastur. This is our book of laws. In it is shifa, cure. There is hidayat, there is guidance. But how many of us understand the Quran? How many of us know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us? Therefore, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the fahm of the Quran and the ability to make ibadat and to make it with ikhlas, sincerity, ikhlas. Of course, this is the most fundamental thing in all ibadat, that a person should do all his actions solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin have mentioned also shahadat, martyrdom. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa la grant us shahada. Also they have mentioned good akhlaq, having good character. When our deeds will be weighed on the day of qiyamah on the scales, the most heaviest deed would be good character. Having good morals, being kind to people, being soft-hearted, assisting people. And we've mentioned good character many times before, even in the talk of Rasulullah ﷺ character, we discussed this in detail. So all this is part of hasana. And also the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Then wafil akhirati hasana. Wallah give us hasana in the hereafter. Mufassirin have said, then what is the goodness in the hereafter? It is al-jannah. Paradise. Entry into paradise. There is a hasana in the akhirah. Then ridallah. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The ultimate success is what? That Allah is pleased with you. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when the people of Jannah will be enjoying the ni'mats of Jannah, إِذْ سَطَعَ عَلَيْهِمْ نُورٌ مِّنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. When suddenly they'll be covered with some nur, celestial light above them. And when they raise their heads, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce to them, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, I wish to grant you one more thing. And they will say, Wallah, you have given us everything that we want. Alam tubayyid wujuhana? Alam tuthaqqil mizanana? Haven't you brightened our faces? Haven't you made our scales, when you weighed it, the good deeds heavier than our bad deeds? Did you not save us from the fire of Jahannam? Did you not grant us salvation from the fire of Jahannam and give us entry into Jannah? Can there be anything still left? Allah says, yes, uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. I declare, I announce my pleasure upon you, everlasting pleasure. I will never become displeased with you. Subhanallah. So this is wafil akhirati hasana. And then ulama say, ru'yatullah fil jannah. Subhanallah. Seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. May Allah give all of us that momentous occasion and opportunity of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise. May Allah not deprive any one of us. وَجُوهُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ نَاظِرَةٍ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٍ. There will be faces in the day of Qiyamah which will be bright and shining and splendid, and they will be looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many ahadith, the crux of those ahadith, the gist of all those ahadith, where people in Jannah, when they will see suddenly nur coming, and they will look up, and Allah will remove that veil, and the people of Jannah will look at Allah. And when they will stay at Allah for years and years and years, they will forget all the other ni'mats that they were enjoying, the hur'een and the palaces and the rivers and everything else. Why? They will be staring at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will be looking at them. So the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar. And the third part of this dua, Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. So the question arises, then why must we make this dua? Because there will be believers also, there will be believers, Allah save us, there will be believers who on account of their sins will be first sent into Jahannam and then ultimately removed from Jahannam and then put into Jannah. This dua is teaching us that when we make this dua, what are we expressing? What desire? Wallah, make us enter into Jannah without going towards Jahannam. Without going into Jannah. Without going into Jahannam. Entering into Jannah, bighayri hisab, without any reckoning. Without any pain, without any suffering. Not going into Jahannam. إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَهْلُ النَّارِ النَّارِ. In the hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, when the people of Jannah will enter into Jannah, and the people of Jahannam into Jahannam, the people of Jannah will say, oh Allah, we recognize some people in Jahannam, who were our brothers. They were believers. They also did salat, zakat, hajj, etc. Why are they there? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, okay, then you go and you remove from them, from Jahannam, that person who has iman equivalent to a mustard seed in weight, subhanallah. That amount of iman, little bit of iman even, equivalent to the size of a mustard seed, if you find anybody like that there, then you have the liberty, go remove them. فَيُخْرَجُونَ. Then those believers who were sent into Jahannam for some time to be cleansed for the sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all of them. And no believer will be left in Jahannam. Everyone will be removed. And when they will be removed, they will be burnt like coal. Their bodies, كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمَمْ, like charcoal. فَيُلْقَوْنَ فِي نَهْرِ الْحَيَاةِ. Allah ta'ala will then dip them and put them into a river of life, where they will become absolutely pure and shining again. And one hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, that when these people will be put into Jahannam, then they will be known as, when they will be put into Jannah, sorry, they will be known as Al-Jahannamiyun, those who went to Jahannam. Obviously, it will be some type of embarrassment, and there is no embarrassment in Jannah, it's only happiness and pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the title and they will be called Utaqa'ul Jabbar Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Those who Allah, Jabbar, the most powerful, freed and gave them salvation from the fire of Jahannam. And now they are also Jannatis. Ula'ika lahum nasibun mimma kasabu. Wallahu sari'ul hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people who make this dua, those who are salihin, then they have a great share in the hereafter and blessings and virtues in the hereafter. Mimma kasabu, for the good deeds that they earned in this world. The efforts were not only on dunya. The dua was not only focused on dunya. Let us ask ourselves what type of duas we make. For car, business, barakat, you know, properties, etc. Yes, we should make dua for dunya as well. But don't forget the akhirat. That is more important in these three words of this dua. في الدنيا حسنة. Then في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. More dua for the akhirat. Saved, to be salvated, to be given salvation from the fire of Jahannam and entry into Jannat, as compared to just one dua for dunya. And our ulama and scholars also explain that we should not become extreme. Many people think must only make dua for akhirat and no dua for dunya. That is also incorrect. That is also incorrect. One needs to nourish himself. One needs to eat food to gain strength and energy to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. So one has to make dua for dunya as well. And one has to make dua for akhirat as well. This is the most comprehensive dua. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu would ask, which was the dua that Rasulullah would recite most often? And he said, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. Even in tawaf at Rukn Yamani, Rasulullah SAW would make Rabbana, read this dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. He says, ma marartu illa ra'aytu malakan yaqulu ameen. Every time I went past, I saw an angel saying ameen. So this was a dua taught to us, a masnoon dua, whilst making tawaf at Rukn-e-Imani before going towards Hajar al-Aswad. Read this dua. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, somebody asked him to make dua. If to make a long dua, in the dua he will make Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. He will definitely include it. And if he didn't have much time, and he was asked to make dua, and he just had to make just one dua, then this is the dua he would make. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Respected brothers and elders, such an easy thing for us to do. All of us know this dua from childhood days, but now, with the meaning that we have discussed, and make it more often, regularly, teach it to our wives and children, so we make this dua, it will be beneficial for us, dunya and akhirat. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu is narrated that once Thabit rahmatullahi alayhi and some people tabi'in, they visited Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala. He was a pious sahabi, great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They asked him for dua. So he made this dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. So these brothers were not entirely satisfied. They expected some long dua. Fatahaddathu sa'atan, they sat still talking to him. Then after some time, Thabit Rahmatullah Ali stands up. He says, Anas, these brothers need to go. Fad'ullaha lahum. So make dua for them. He says, Turiduna an ushaqqiqa lakum al-umur? You want me to make matters difficult for you? And everything must become confused and disarray? I made such a dua, comprehensive dua, for dunya and akhirat for you. In it is al-khayra lakum kulla. All goodness. Dunya, hasana in dunya, hasana in akhirah, and to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. So can we understand the importance of this dua? There was one sahabi, was very ill. He was shaking, he was quivering. Rasulullah goes to visit him. What's the matter? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Wallah, if you are going to punish me in the akhirat, fa'ajjilhu li fi dunya. Give me all that punishment now in dunya. Rasulullah said, Subhanallah. What dua did you make? La tastati'. You will never be able to endure that pain of akhirat here in dunya. You should rather say, Atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. The sahabi immediately recited his dua and Allah Ta'ala cured him. My respected brothers and elders, there's so much more we could share regarding this beautiful comprehensive dua of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us bring it alive, make dua, and include it in our duas, and also teach it to our wives and children. Remember the tafsir that was given, hasana, all the different things we discussed, but ulama mentioned simple, it means all good in dunya, and all good in the akhirat. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.